Dr. Martin, astrology is a belief system based on assumptions, and primarily that the stars, the planets, the sun, somehow, they are mysteriously influencing the lives of men. And there are 40 million Americans that are said to dabble in astrology. And of all things, the Gallup poll just came out and said that 10% of evangelical Christians embrace astrology. You don't. Tell us why you object to astrology with all of these people and with our friends sitting right next to you. Why is it that you object to astrology?
Do we have a half hour?
No, no. Briefly.
To briefly sum it up, I would have to say that my reservations about astrology are based upon its origins, its association with polytheism, and the fact that what you're really getting is an analysis of the characteristics of the gods when they are discussing the various signs of the zodiac. This can easily be demonstrated, has been for a number of years. Actually, the Oxford English Dictionary gives an excellent definition of this. It says that astrology is the art of judging the occult influences of the stars upon human affairs. And this is where astrology has always been coming from as far as the Christian church is concerned and Judaism is concerned. There's nothing to be said good about astrology in the Old Testament as connected with polytheism and paganism. And I think if we're going to deal with it honestly from a Judeo-Christian perspective, and this is a country which espouses that perspective, the United States, then I think it'd be a good idea for Western civilization to take a good look at the origin of it and not be misled by the fact that scientific information and other things are brought in and attempt to establish it. Biblically speaking, it's not compatible with Christianity.
Terry, you're shaking your head like you disagree there. Let's go back to your definition here. Would you agree that astrology is saying that there is a connection between the whole universe, it's interconnected, and that somehow that what is happening in the planets is happening in men, it's influencing men. Was that how you'd put it?
Yes, absolutely. And I certainly would hope that we would be misled by the things that modern science has accomplished. To say that, or to suggest that there's no connection between astrology and Christianity or the Judeo-Christian tradition is simply ludicrous. There are statements, for example, if you take one in the Bible, in Luke 21, chapter 21, 25, when the apostles ask Christ how they will know when the time of the end is near, he answers to them, there'll be great signs or great portents in the sun, the moon, and the stars that tell you when the time is near. Now, there's an example of Christ using astrology, but not only that, he's even recommending to his apostles that they use this technique to tell about something to happen.
Do you really believe that Jesus Christ would use something that's condemned by Moses in the Old Testament?
I don't believe it's condemned by Moses in the Old Testament.
Dr. Martin, what do you think?
Well, that's ludicrous. First of all, the context of Luke 21. Is talking about the end of the ages. There'll be signs in the sun and the moon. Then he describes them. The moon will be turned to blood. The sun will be darkened. That's your signs. Mm-hmm. He's not talking astrology. He's talking about, you can look up at the terrestrial heavens and you can see this, you know immediately that this is nearing the time of the end. Jesus Christ was a rabbi, number one. Two, he was an Orthodox rabbi. Three, he said that the greatest of all the authority that we could turn to was the Word of God. He said that Moses wrote of him, and he backed up what Moses said in fulfilling his prophecies. He was the Messiah, the Redeemer of the world. He had all the knowledge necessary to inform us if astrology was good. So did the apostles. They didn't. In fact, they backed up Moses in the Old Testament, where God lists astrology in Deuteronomy chapter 18 as under his curse, specifically. Now, I don't know whether you're familiar with the Hebrew or not, but I have both Hebrew and English here tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 18, when thou hast entered into the land which the Lord thy God gives thee, there shall not be found in the midst of you anybody who practices divination, astrology, and astrology is essentially divination. The person who's casting a horoscope is saying, I can tell you something through the stars about you, your times, and the future. I can do that through this information. That is biblical definition of divination and the dictionary definition. Quote, the act or practice of foreseeing or foretelling future works or describing hidden knowledge. The art or practice of trying to foretell the future of the unknown by occult means, close quote. Now you qualify in the Hebrew language and in the Greek language for an occultist. You qualify for condemnation under the law of Moses. Now, I believe that astrologers are sincere because there's obviously power there, and they've tapped into it, and if it's real for them, it's right. But from a Christian perspective, it can be real and satanic, and that's the church's perspective. God said that you could be a good astronomer, you could be a good physicist, you could be a good chemist, and he never made any prohibitions against it. When it got to astrology, he cursed it. And he said, don't do this, don't do this. Maxine says she loves him. If you love me, Jesus said, obey my commands. And he said, the scriptures cannot be broken. The Old Testament is the word of God. Christ endorsed the Old Testament. The Old Testament was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christians, taking the Bible seriously, will wend their way through all the double talk and get down to the basic fact that if God said, don't do something, and another voice comes and says, did God say that? Take a bite of the fruit. I've always been suspicious of talking snakes, and astrology fits the category perfectly from a biblical perspective. So if you want to be an astrologer and you want to believe those things, well and good. But in the name of reason, common sense, and logic, never mind biblical theology, don't try and make it compatible with Christianity, because it's the direct opposite.
Folks, I want to say thank you to each one of you for coming tonight and for your participation in this. And for all of you that are listening, I hope that this was helpful to you. Good night. See you next week.